Dante Inferno is Not a Loser by Brian Gordon. Read by Nizar Aldarazi. Chapter 1. Best Book Ever. Dear kid, welcome to the best book ever written. For real. How do I know that? Well, technically, I don't. But I've looked around and this is already better than any other I've seen. For instance, my mom has a ton of books with attractive people on the covers, just staring at one another, all mushy and creepy-like. Have you ever seen people doing that in real life? It's awkward and super boring, honestly. Can you even imagine reading a whole book about it? You'd have more fun eating that book. By the way, I don't know if anyone has actually eaten a book before, but they should totally write a book about that, because it will probably end up being, like, the second best book ever. And then they could write a sequel about what it was like to poop that first book out, or die of book poisoning. My dad has a ton of books, too, but they're mostly about sports or war. More interesting, right? Wrong. Sports books are always about how some player or team stank and then ended up winning everything. I hate to be the one to tell you this, kid, but that's not how life works. Trust me, I'm a year 6 graduate. I've seen things. If you stink, you tend to stay stinky. That's just how the stinky universe works. I don't make the rules. War books seem like they would be more exciting with all the tanks and fighter jets and whatnot. But nope. Long book short, war is about one place invading another place. And everyone fights and gets sad. Want to be sad? Find yourself a war book. Then ask, what's wrong with yourself that you actually wanted to make yourself sad? Personally, I don't need a book to get really, really sad. Because I already am. How could I not be? My life is damned. Literally. Oh, geez. I just realized I haven't introduced myself. My name's Dante Nimrod Inferno. I never tell people my middle name, because I always get made fun of for it. But books need juicy secrets to keep people reading. See? I told you this book was the best. Sweet horns, right? They're actually pretty common in my hometown of Brimstone. But mine are way better than most people's. Anyway, assuming I survive the rest of summer, I'm gonna take these sweet horns and turn everything around when I start at Perg High School. Now, before I go any further with my story, I need to swear you to secrecy by means of a pinky swear. You in? Good. This is legally binding, by the way. Chapter 2. My Dramatic Origin Story. So here's the deal. I'm writing this book because I'm about to start high school, assuming I survive long enough to get there. Unfortunately, there's a good chance that I'll be smooshed, eaten, or chucked into a volcano before the first day. So, at least with this book, there'll be a record of my efforts to avoid the smooshing, eating, chucking. You might think I'm exaggerating, but I assure you that these are all very real possibilities given where I live. You see, the thing is that there are lots of nasty kids around here who bully and taunt me 24/7 because, according to them, I'm a loser. But they're wrong. I'm not a loser. I swear. Or at least I'm not going to be. And yeah, I know that's just the sort of thing a loser would say, but you're just gonna have to take my word for it until I can prove it to you. I've been obsessing over my reputation since forever. It's pretty much all I ever think about. My mom says my obsession has turned me into a total scatterbrain who can't stay focused on anything for more than a moment or... Whoa! I just noticed my fingers kind of look like fat chicken.